other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now under official martial law. You see, on TV and the movies, they always announce it. Not in the real world. They just go, oh, the TSA, the checkpoints in the airports, that's going to be in every town and every city, and we're going to federalize your local police, and we're just going to search you and shake you down, and we're going to have the military spying on you, and we're going to pass city ordinances that are federally pushed and written up to ban any type of protesting or demonstrating or standing on the street corner in any way, and we're just it's the new freedom. Just shut up and take it. Just shut up and love it. So we're going to get into all of this today, and they're actually expanding the Patriot Act. No one seems to have figured this out. The quote, changes, oh, they go, we're going to fix it. And then you read that they're making it even worse, so it's really Patriot Act too. And people just believe it. You can believe nothing they say. They've gone to a new level of lying. Okay, we're going to go to Kitty and Eddie and Chris and everybody here. Eddie in England, go ahead, then we'll go to Kitty. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Regarding everything you've been saying, and I've been listening from quite a considerable time, not just today, but for several weeks and months, what's happening here in Europe is almost exactly what is happening in your country.
They even give it the same name, sir. It's the same program.
Yeah. Our government, which we have a one-party state, really. They've got three different names, but they're a one-party state, passed last year the Civil Contingencies Bill, which is the equivalent of Hitler's enabling bill in 1933.
It actually says rest and relocation centers. They're building luscious camps for you, for
exactly.
Your safety, of course. I know, it's freedom.
Exactly.
Camps are good. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
We shouldn't be so upset. Camps are good.
Yeah, they're lovely, aren't they? Yeah, yeah. Well,
the question is, what are they planning? Why are they gearing all this up? What did we do? We were here laying here like jellyfish, taking it. I mean, you know, what? It's because they got even worse stuff planned for us. Stuff so bad, they know we're going to resist. Stuff so horrible, they know we're going to fight them.
Well, they simply want barnacles, really. They want us to be barnacles, just to lie there and take in what they say and accept everything that they say.
And let a bunch of young punk goons in police uniforms shake us down in front of our wives and children and shove us around and teach us how to be slaves.
I think you saw that when you were in London, didn't you?
I saw it well. Nothing compared
to what
I saw. When
you were bullhorn in the...
Exactly, but nothing, yeah, nothing compared to what I saw, though, in New York City.
Well, I've seen it here when the previous war went into Iraq, and the place called Fairford in England, where the B-52s were based, and they were arresting and beating people up, taking them away, and they never got to court. There was no.
Well, you know how this works. They hire the anarchist black bloc, and that doesn't mean black people, folks. There's the green bloc, the red bloc, and the black bloc. And the black bloc is federal in almost every case, and I've caught them. And the police admit it in Seattle. And they'll go break something, and then the cops wink and let them retreat. Then they attack the peaceful people.
Exactly.
Again, problem, reaction, solution. Same thing every time. It's so sick.
But when you see laws being enacted, which we've got here now, hate laws. I think your lot are trying to enact them now. We've got a lovely lady called Lynette Burrows who wrote a piece. She's an author, wrote a piece in the newspaper.
Yeah, now they're talking about she said statistically it's better for a man and woman to adopt a child than a homosexual couple, and they're talking about arresting her.
Well, you're damn right they are. I mean, this
is
incredible.
That's freedom, sir. That's freedom.
Oh, dear, Alex. I don't know what I'm going to say. I get so angry.
Well, you should be, and it's good to hear from you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Calls are coming up. The caller in the last segment, first little 5 minutes of the hour that some stations don't carry, brought up England, and I've got BBC News articles with the headline, 100 plus raids last night for hate. And it says in the article that it was a raid on people who neighbors had heard use racial epithets under their breath. They were arrested and dealt with sternly and faced charges and jail time because someone might have heard them say something racist. Now, folks, I don't go around saying bad things about Jews or blacks, but if I want to, I should be able to. And they should be able to call me names as a white guy. It's called free speech, folks. Just like a anti-Bush protester, even if you're a Bushite, should be able to go protest Bush. But no, they need to be in free speech zones. Oh, really? Bill Clinton started that. And I'll never forget interviewing Robin Page, the big one man and his dog, rural affairs show, one of the top shows on BBC, been running for, I think, 8 years at the time. He'd walk from town to town with his TV show. Kind of like that guy on in Texas who, sponsored by Dairy Queen, who does the Texas Report. Well, he would walk around with his video crew all over. That doesn't matter. The point is, he was at a rural affairs fox hunting meeting. A couple thousand people there. And he said, we deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims. Well, they arrested him, and they said the word homosexual, selectively, they decide if it was meant as a epithet, if it was meant as hateful. It's a scientific name, heterosexual, homosexual, Negro, or the term Anglo. But see, all those terms now, because people are so ignorant, are bad. And they did arrest him, and he apologized, and Mr. Page was released. Very evil. But I mean, just this is, and this will happen here, folks. Again, they've already arrested Christians. Remember last year in Philadelphia, they arrested, what, 14 of them? Seven got the charges kept on them through the Bush U.S. attorney advising the local DA. They were facing 47 years apiece for terrorism for praying on the street corner. And it said that their praying made people mad and that incited violence, which didn't happen, but could have, and so they were terrorists. So you think you're safe, folks? No free speech of any type. And here it is. A woman who disagreed with gay adoption gets call from police. An author has defended her right to free speech after expressing her views on gay adoption. Don't use the word homosexual. You get arrested. And this is out of there's several big mainstream news articles over in England. This is the evening. What is this? The evening. I printed this in a printer friendly. I didn't even print the. It drives me crazy. Well, it doesn't matter. It's all over the news. Oh, this is the Cambridge Evening News. There it is. I get so hyped up wanting to go to your calls and get to all the news, I just run over myself. Let me settle down. I'm going to get more into martial law here later. We're under it right now, folks. An author has defended her rights to free speech after expressing her views on gay adoption. Lynette Burrows of Hills Row, we're going to get her on, Cambridge, was shocked when she was told her opinion could have been homophobic. She spoke to the police on Friday and said that the call was sinister and that Britain was a police state. The author of Fight for the Family was discussing civil partnerships for gay couples on Radio 5 Live regarding gay adoption. She said a girl would not be placed for adoption with two heterosexual men. Well, obviously, she shouldn't. And I'm sorry, if you want to have kids, then, you know, there's a way this happens. This happens between a man and a woman. And there are a lot of white people who want to adopt black children in this country, but it's basically not allowed because some weirdo black groups don't like it. I guess it's better that little kids be on Ritalin and Prozac in some FEMA camp, basically. But that's a figure of speech, you know, in some state federally funded mental ward. And there's another figure of speech when I say honeycombs of cells. Honeycombs of cells means, somebody was commenting on that. He says they're in honeycombs. I mean in just complexes full of hundreds of cells. That's called honeycomb, that term. But she said nobody trusts men with girls, but they will give a little boy to two homosexuals, which is madness. Yeah, as if it's just unbelievable. After the broadcast, police in London received a complaint from a member of the public, and a policewoman contacted Miss Burrows. Well, you weren't arrested by, like, Robin Page. Miss Burrows said, she said to me, a homophobic incident had been registered against me. She admitted it wasn't against the law, so I said, why are you wasting my time? What do you mean it's not against the law? They arrested Robin Page. She said it was their policy to investigate remarks considered to be homophobic. I was expressing a perfectly standard opinion on matters of public interest. It is a sinister thing if police are forming their own policies regardless of the law. Well, Miss Burrows, you're ignorant. If they consider it to be hateful, I guess homophobic isn't, then you will go to jail. Miss Burrows added, I think the issue of gay adoption is something which ought to be spoken about. The idea of telling you that you can't talk about it is so repressive. It's like the KGB calling you up. The Metropolitan Police spokesman said homophobic, racist, or domestic incidents were priority crimes. So see, now they are saying it's a crime, see. He said it's a standard practice for all parties to be spoken to, even if the incident is not strictly seen as a crime. Not strictly. See, they decide when it's a crime or when it isn't. Folks, yeah, why is there no adoption of little girls to two men? Because people know, folks, that's insane. What do two men want a little girl for? Why are two men living together wanting a little girl? But they'll give them a little boy, and statistically, the pedophilia goes off the chart with these families. It's on record, it's federal numbers, and they try to keep it real quiet. And let me tell you something else here. Let me tell you something else that just makes me sick. Our former sheriffs, just all of them. It just makes me sick. A lot of these CPS kids getting grabbed out of poor families are going right to these other people. They get select treatment. Let's say there's a good family that wants to adopt. A man and a woman wants to adopt, say, two little kids. It's a 3-4 year waiting list to get black or Hispanic babies in this country. You know how long it is to get a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby? 6-7 years, unless you want to pay $500,000. And boy, the CPS is snatching up. I've been to the hospitals, folks. I've covered it. I've shot video in the hospital. I've had cops threaten to arrest me. In fact, Mike Hanson, I know you're listening. Dig that out of our archives. Bring that over to the office of Ryan Slickhuysen. I want to put CPS Hell, I think is the name of the show. I want to put that on PrisonPlanet.tv for the members. I want them to see. Family, no criminal record, never done anything wrong, no allegations of abuse. He works at as an auto mechanic. They're looking for an apartment. They're living in a hotel. She is about to have a baby. She goes to get welfare support, and they come in, boy, and they grabbed her by the throat and made her sign her baby over, and that baby was gone, and they probably got $500,000 for that blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. And I'm sorry, I'll probably be arrested for racism. Why is it evil to state the facts that blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white babies are at an absolute premium? But it's all selectively done. The families that want those kids, of course, who ignore who they were snatched from, even the, quote, good families, they keep wondering why they get passed up and it goes to the two gay men. Which, again, statistically, they try to get married. They never stay together. These are just statistics. They have the highest suicide rate of any group, even above black males in this country. The lowest mortality rate. They die younger than any other group. And I don't hate these people. I'm not here even attacking them. It's just common sense. You know, I'm against the sex education of five-year-olds in the schools. You're not. Five-year-olds are supposed to be innocent. And they're teaching them homosexual, they're teaching them heterosexual. The point is, they're innocent. Don't do that. That should be totally criminal. But if they put a politically correct label on it, it's A-OK. So, you know, it's simple. These people want to have families, but they're not involved in a process where they do have families. They're not involved in the life cycle. That doesn't mean that they don't have their families. It doesn't mean they can't be part of other families or be considered family. It's just simple, ladies and gentlemen. You can't come CPS our kids so you can have them. And now this well-known author goes on the radio and says, we wouldn't give a little girl to two men, but we'll give a little boy to them, and they come and threaten to arrest her. I know I've been ranting here. It's just... Kitty in New Hampshire, I'm sorry you held so long. Go ahead, Kitty.
That's okay, Alex. I just wanted to call because I wanted your opinion. I have a 20-year-old son, and he works at a nursing home, and he is, excuse the language, he is still a virgin. And his boss, who's a 62-year-old man, him and his wife have been influencing him away from us. They've had him over to their house several times. We've never talked to them. And they have convinced him on his 21st birthday to go over to their house and stay with them rent-free, and they'll co-sign him a loan for a car and all this. I was wondering how you feel about this. What's your opinion?
Well, I mean, they could be just really good friends with him, and your son's grown up and 21 years old, and the decisions he makes are his, or they could be swingers.
So you don't think there's anything else involved?
Well, I mean, I kind of see that you think something's weird, so I said that. I mean, your instincts are probably better than mine here in Texas. You're in New Hampshire. But a lot of times people are just friends with folks and want to help them and want to get them out on their feet. I mean, I've had friends live with me before, and it didn't mean anything weird was going on.
Well, he's gotten so distant from us.
Well, that happens a lot of times. People finally... So, I mean, your son's finally gotten out of home, right?
They want him to leave on his birthday, his 21st birthday.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I mean, I don't think it's bad for somebody to move out when they're 21 years old. I mean, I moved out when I was, 17, 18? Again, I don't know the details. I mean, if you don't like him moving in with these people, help him get an apartment.
No, thank you, Alex.
But listen, I can't answer your questions. The police don't take any advice I gave you because I don't know. I mean, do you want to give me more details when we get back? I mean, is there some reason you're suspicious? I mean, what are you suspicious of? Stay there. I mean, I got to have more information if I'm going to try to give you advice. I mean, it sounds to me like you think something weird's going on. It probably isn't.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today. Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
All right, real fast, let's go back to Kitty because I want to run through all these calls and get back into some news. Paul Watson's joining us in the next hour. Kitty, I mean, what is it you don't like about his boss?
Well, it's just the fact, Alex, that I know this man. I used to work in the nursing home. I was the one who got him in there. And he was always standoffish, and he never spoke to anyone. But William, he's taken a liking to, and just a couple of weeks ago, he had offered William a car, but he called late at night and said, "Now, William, you have to have $2,500 tonight or the car sold. It's like he took that car away. It was already sold, but he didn't tell him that. He just told him, you have to have it tonight or the car sold. That started the separation of this family.
Well, you know what? He's 21, and obviously as long as he's in your house, he's got to do what you say. But, I mean, it's natural to want to get out of the house. I wanted to get out of the house when I was about 12. So, I mean, I don't know really what I can – I mean, I don't have enough information. But if that's all you've got to go off of, I mean, you know, he's got to make his own way. Tell him c'est la vie. I think you guys will get along a lot better once he gets out in the real world and sees what it's like. He'll probably see things more your way in the future. But a lot of times kids just have to be out in the world themselves to figure out their parents were more often right. I mean, it's the old cliche, but I figured out how smart my parents were once I had been out of the house about 10 years. Listen, thanks for the call, Kitty. I wish I could help you more, but I really can't say. I mean, if you think this guy's a creep, then you've got your reasons. But I think if you try to make your son not move in with him, he probably will. You know, that's kind of how you might use reverse psychology. Chris in Illinois. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Doing a worldwide transmission against tyranny. That's what's going on.
This is Chris's roommate, Brad. And Chris had to step out to go to the store. But I wanted to talk to you. He showed me your Bohemian movie, your Bohemian Grove movie.
Yes, sir.
And I was really blown away by that. And I wanted to tell you that I'm a full believer in what you say now, and I think I'm going to follow what's going on, because I think this world is really corrupted. And
exactly. I mean, it's more exciting to know the truth and to get involved and to be informed. It's a lot more interesting than watching football.
Right, right. It actually is. And I was really, like I said, I was really blew away by that. And and on the internet, it's this website called Ogres.com, and I'll be watching that too, and it's just a whole bunch of other stuff that's going on that I wasn't even aware of, and I'm glad that they shed light on me about that.
It's as if Morpheus had given you the red pill.
Yeah, exactly. And my roommate Chris, he made a sign that said the government is turning against us, and he posted it up in a public place.
Millions of you are doing similar things, and I can only commend you. Good to hear from you, my friend. God bless you. And by the way, a caller from Illinois, if you like the original Bohemian Grove, I have re-edited, remastered, updated Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove for 2005, and then on top of it, produced The Order of Death, a brand new film. So you get The Order of Death and the updated Dark Secrets on one DVD or one VHS, and that's available at Infowars.com. I'll tell folks more about that later. Let's go back to the calls. Gil in Tejas. Gil, go ahead.
Happy holidays.
Happy Christmas to you. What's up?
Thank you. Do you travel around the state?
Oh, I travel a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, have you been in Southeast Texas recently?
Yes, I have been in Southeast Texas recently.
Well, sir, apparently electronic voting is coming to our area. I was watching the evening news. And, you know, this area...
Federally paid for? You can trust them? Doesn't matter if their CEOs are being indicted?
I mean, they're even saying that they're going to come to your home to show you how to vote. And, you know, this area has gone predominantly Democratic, but, you know, with the redistricting, and we put Jack Brooks in office, and when Jack Brooks kind of, asked, I think it was Oliver North's question about... armed camps and stuff. They said he had voted out that next year.
Yeah, that's Jack Brooks asking about the concentration camps, and they say we're not allowed to talk about the camps.
And he was X'd out the next year. And, you know, with the redistricting and with the electronic voting in this area, I wouldn't be surprised if the Democratic area in this area goes red.
Well, they also rewrote it where good Republicans are being kicked out. They've tried to write it where... I mean, you talk about looking like a salamander, hence the term gerrymander.
The redistricting of our area. It's Tom DeLay, right? He's still up for charges down there in Austin on something. The Texas legislature.
Yeah, the conspiracy charge got dropped, the money laundering stands.
But they're still looking into the money laundering and if this redistricting is constitutional or is actually. One more question before I go. What's the lady on the top of the state capitol with the star? What does that mean?
That's Diana. That's the goddess.
And she has a star in her hand. That means Lone Star. That's what the term Lone Star is.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'll tell you about it on the other side. Thanks for the call, Gil. And then the Skull and Bones, they worship Eulogia. Lots of goddess worship. Very Christian.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And Paul Watts is joining us the next hour to talk about the open martial law here in the U.S. and England, to get into the latest information about the Miami shooting, to cover Bush's GD comments about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. All of it's coming up. And, yes, we're going to go to Michael and Matt and Steve and others here in just a moment. Before I go to Steve Mason giving us an update on a move to basically ban the Minutemen in Austin and create secret intelligence squads in case any Minuteman ever shows up or any member of the Minutemen. Again, this is tattletale squads and arrest squads for going to the border and sitting in lawn chairs and calling the Border Patrol. But the Pentagon's roving around Austin, setting up neighborhood watch groups saying, look for drugs and spy on your neighbor, because that's terrorism. But don't you dare stop all the illegal aliens pouring across. It's just a sick joke. So that's coming up, too. Briefly, folks, listen, Christmas is right around the corner. And I don't care if you don't celebrate Christmas. This is a good reason to give somebody a gift, the gift of truth, the gift of information. And PrisonPlanet.tv is 15 cents a day with a monthly subscription. You normally get 3 months free when you get a yearly subscription. Now you're getting 5 months free. 5 months free. Well, wait a minute. At $54.95, you get 3 months free. Now it's $39.95, so that's not true. I guess you get 6 months free. Okay, sorry. 6 months free. 6 months free, ladies and gentlemen, when you go and sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, almost into our second year. Here in about 3 months, we will be into our second year of PrisonPlanet.tv. All of my best audio interviews going back for almost 2 years. Every one of the films I've made since 1997, my 14th newest film, is up there. My book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other documentaries we've been authorized to post by wonderful people. My weekly TV special reports from England and from Crawford and from just all over the place. We're doing these every week now. Now listeners are sending us video. One guy went in and got footage inside the big Masonic temple up in upstate New York. They gave him a tour. He sent it to us with pentagrams and them admitting that they'd committed murders in the past and got caught trying to cover it up. And that's what hurt Masons. And that's a little 30-minute report up there on the website right now. The Weather Wars report we did about a month ago with the father of weather weapons, Ben Livingston. I mean, we're really putting some time, energy, money into this. And I just upgraded the PrisonPlanet.tv servers. We're about to do it even again because so many people are sharing their passcodes. But seriously, go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a monthly subscription. $5.95, folks. I mean, that's the cost of about four cups of coffee. And print out the little code, little password, give it whatever password or code you want, and write that inside a card and mail that to your friends or family or email it to them. They'll probably appreciate it more if it's in an actual card. And use the passcode for yourself, too. I mean, that's really a two-for-one on top of it. But ask them, please don't share it any more than that, because if the passcodes keep getting shared, it is becoming somewhat of a problem. And it's a catch-22 because that's the kind of problems I want to have. I want people watching the stuff, but we also want it all to work really well and be really great for the members. So be very sparing, but I'll let you share it with one person. One person, PrisonPlanet.tv, for this holiday season. So give yourself a monthly subscription and share it with one person as a gift with that passcode. Or get yourself one and give them one. Or give your whole family a monthly subscription. Give your whole family yearly subscriptions. Almost 2 years up and running. And never been down except for, I think, one day, one time, a few months ago. And we upgraded the servers. And we're going to have to do it again. Growing pains. PrisonPlanet.tv. And by the way, the best activist tool out there, you can burn low bandwidth or high bandwidth copies on 50-cent CDs all day. Or buy dollar DVDs and make them even higher quality. And what's to stop you from burning hundreds of copies of Road to Tyranny, hundreds of copies of Martial Law, hundreds of copies of The Order of Death, hundreds of copies of my book? Oh, yes, grab them, email them around to people. I don't care. Paul Watson's book. We're here to get the info out. I mean, I jump for joy when I call up a congressman like Bob Barr, and then he starts announcing on air that he's a fan of our work and aware of our work, and then I talk to him later off air, and he's like, oh, yeah, I've seen your films. Oh, yeah, we read the website every week. Yes, we're fully aware of your information. Very powerful. He wouldn't know about it if it wasn't for you. Ron Paul, all these people. I call up, you know, some doctor in Illinois to have him on as a guest about autism. He's a listener. I call up to get a state rep on from Tennessee. He's a listener. She's a listener. A state rep from Arizona. She's a listener. And that's a gauge that we're really having an effect. Listen, this radio show itself reaches a couple million people a week, and that's conservative. Most people make up bigger numbers, but we reach a couple million people a week on our AM and FM stations and internet and satellite and shortwave combined, a couple million conservatively. And that's not a paltry sum. That's not a small group. But it's the millions of you that make copies of the videos. It's the millions of you that visit the website. It's the millions of you that email your email list and post on the blog or post on your website or post on a message board. And I'm asking you to go get memberships at PrisonPlanet.tv just for a month if you want. Download everything. Spread it around, post it on BitTorrents and on archives, and just get it out there. Because we're in martial law. We're on the edge. It's getting worse and worse and worse any day now, any month now. It could be tomorrow. It could be 6 years from now. It could be 8 years from now. The globalists are going to probably nuke cities, release bioweapons. It's going to get real bad. But they're arrogant little bastards, and excuse my French, and they have no idea how close to the edge they are. And I think they're starting to figure it out, and we can push it over the edge. If you take action and get the materials and go absolutely ape with them, and if you really want to support us, and you can afford it, buy DVDs new. You know, as low as $5.95 when you buy them in bulk. Give all those as gifts. Sell them in your bookstore. Sell them in your auto parts store. Sell them in your grocery store. I don't care. Just call. Get the videos. For bulk orders, by the way, you can call my office. Got a little bit more staff in here now, and Shirley's the one usually answering the phone. Great lady. You can give her a call for bulk orders. That's orders of 10 or more. And that's 512-291-5750, 512-291-5750. Or you can call Hastings Communications that we've been using for now almost 9 years for the toll-free orders. And they can take your order and answer your questions. Not as good as Shirley, though, but, folks, she can't take all the calls. 1-888-253-3139. Get a Road to Tyranny. Get a Masters of Terror. Get a Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get a 9/11 The Great Illusion. Get a Codex Magica. Get a Coming Battle book. All these new books and T-shirts, $9.95, normally $19.95. Made in America. Folks, a Made in America extra, extra large costs $6. Extra large, $5.50 or so. A large, $5. A medium, $4. I mean, we make a few bucks on these at $9.95. I don't care. It's about just getting it out to you. $9.95 right now on the package deals with the T-shirts. It's about getting the word out. It's about exposing the murdering criminal traitors. And look, if you don't get excited and angry about all the stuff that's happening, there's something wrong with you folks. And I know there isn't something wrong with a lot of you, so get involved in the fight, and I want to commend those that have. So go to InfoWars.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Card, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a membership there. Or you can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right. You know, I never even really asked for this job. If you would have told me 10 years ago, 11 years ago, when I marched down and got an Access TV show, then got a radio show, and then got a syndicated radio show, I never imagined this. I never thought this. I was frustrated by government being corrupt. I was frustrated by the police state. And I got involved. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of you that are more eloquent, more intelligent, more dynamic, more informed. A lot of you with more capital than I've got. And I just want you to get involved in the info war. I just want you to get involved in fighting the New World Order. If you don't, we're going to lose. We'd already be toast if it wasn't for the millions of you out there on the front lines of the fight, and I salute you. And I'll say this right now, that I'm going back to your calls in the news. I am ashamed of a lot of the other so-called patriots. I really am ashamed of them. I mean, I'm so proud of my crew. I'm so honored and thankful for the quality of listeners and activists we have, and freedom lovers, those in the truth movement, patriots, truth seekers, whatever label you want to hang on yourself, Christians, libertarians, whatever ilk you are that loves freedom out there and hates lies and hates tyranny and doesn't want to live as a slave. The quality of the people is exemplary. We have the best. We have the most loving and most angry and most focused and most serious people out there. It runs the gamut. The most informed, the most honorable people. Because people who've been in the system who aren't evil know we're telling the truth and come over to our side immediately. Then you got sickos that, you know, like the power and just go along with the evil. But, you know, their place has already been made for them. But I hear stuff all the time locally on the radio that just embarrasses me. I mean, I've got to be honest with you. And I struggle with talking about it. I control myself and I don't. But I'm tired of being associated with things that I'm not. This is the GCN Radio Network, Genesis Communications Radio Network. And frankly, sometimes, folks, there's sponsors on this network that I don't even like. But you know what? The network is free speech, open, and that's the way it is. But I've even made comments about that. But I've bit my tongue about other networks and other individuals who are just absolutely despicable. and who were bullies and who people have put up with far too long. And it's just been a weight on my chest, you know, to watch somebody move into our town who's not from here, to be friendly, to be nice, to watch all sorts of mean and abusive behavior towards people, to then even try to be nice and work with those people, put up with it, then quietly get away from them, then watch them be so mean to people and watch them beat up audiences and hear stuff like, you know, send me your inheritance or if you're going to die or max out your credit cards to me. I mean, we couldn't ask for worse PR. We couldn't ask for more embarrassing PR. The New World Order couldn't pay for better, you know, their gold couldn't buy better propaganda against us. The type of racial stuff I've heard, the type of just you name it, and I'm not going to put up with it. This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network, and we do the best we can. We got a lot of great hosts. None of us are perfect, but I know this is a strong group of people that really care about the country. And then, you know, to see other good people surrounding some of the bad people that are associated with other networks, other operations. I mean, over the years, the stuff I've taken from other outfits. You know, so-called Christian media outfits, just bilging pure lies, just total theater, total Shakespearean events. I've just taken it. But that's because it wasn't in my town, and it wasn't over my head, and it wasn't embarrassing day in and day out during prime time drive. And so people don't listen. We talk about it all the time. People don't even think about where a beefsteak comes from at the store. People don't think about where a show comes off satellite. Well, how are you on different cities? People don't know. They hear my show on the same stations as other shows. And I just want people to know, tuning into these local stations, that if it doesn't say Genesis or it isn't Alex Jones, then it's not me. Because I'm tired of getting emails going, I hear your show's going down. Every day, because they associate me with this other network and this other individual who does everything he can to basically blend in and kind of gray the two. And then people who have said all these horrible things about me the last few years that I've put up with, they're shocked then when I just, with a glancing blow, defend myself and go, please, stop the embarrassment. Please, stop the travesty. And they call up and go, how dare you, boy? You shut your mouth or I'm coming down there. You don't talk about me. Well, you're talking about me, punk. You're an embarrassment. You're a travesty. You're a bully. You make me sick. You and your network make me sick. And you need to understand that. And the poor delusional individual thinks it's because this show isn't growing and isn't doing well. We just signed 5 new affiliates this week. The Genesis Network, for the first time in its history, is growing by leaps and bounds, not slowly growing. Midas Resources, obviously, you can tell, is doing well. Thank God. And we're putting it into satellites. And here at my operation, we're putting it into more employees. Just hired 2 more people to join the team. So that's how delusional you are. Stick that in your pipe. It's because in my town, where I'm from, I've woken all these people up thanks to the good Austinites. We've made this the capital in the fight against the New World Order. And then some carpetbagger comes down here and thinks he's going to tell me what to do and going to threaten me to shut my mouth. I'll say whatever I want, whenever I want. I'm not afraid of the New World Order. I've had thugs attack me in parking lots. I've had special forces threaten me and stick their finger in my chest. I'm not certainly afraid of some pencil-necked little coward who likes to go around talking about how big and bad he is. Real men don't talk about how big and bad they are all day. Now get out of here, you little carpetbagger. Nobody should support the carpetbagger. The carpetbagger needs to leave. Period. And if I had the time, I'd definitely write a bunch of news articles about it. I've made the decision to do it. I'm just so busy with radio interviews and trying to make films and trying to talk to people and trying to get the job done. So there, I've said it. I know people have been holding. We're going to go to Michael and Matt and Steve when we get back very quickly. And then we're going to. But I mean, seriously, folks, and I've said this before about other so-called patriot groups. And I've tried to be light about it. I've tried to not focus that much on it because so many others just spend all their time on this. Most of them are egomaniacs who are all on power trips, who literally all see cutting everybody else down as making themselves the king daddies. Let me tell you something. When I see Jimmy Walter making a 500,000 copies of 9/11 videos and giving them out, I go, thank God, I hope he becomes the big cheese because he'll be the first target I won't. Seriously, I'm trying to survive here by growing our numbers. That's how we save America. I literally know the cost. I literally know how serious this is. Okay, I don't like doing this. I would literally like to have a business and be fishing half the time and hanging out with my family. This is serious, stressful work. This isn't something, you know, this stuff freaks me out. I'm a very dedicated, serious person. I mean, it is simple. And so for me, this is all life and death. This is all real serious. And I'm tired of all the babies and all the big mouths and all the prima donnas and all the snipers and all of them running around doing what they do. Anytime you hear one of these people bashing and attacking and doing this, you should turn them off immediately. Because it's nothing but destructive. And I'm tired of, think of all the average people that tune in to hear what patriots are saying, and all they hear is a bunch of embarrassing garbage. I want to thank all of our affiliates. I want to thank all of them. I want to thank God we're growing and we're reaching so many people.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I mean, imagine waking people up, taking a town from nobody knowing what's going on to a town that's awake, and then having somebody just show up and start ordering you around and talking bad about you every day, and then saying you're supposed to sit there and take it and love it, and then watch them squeeze their audience. Well, now get ready to be squeezed back, punklet. Now, Steve Mason's been holding patiently to tell us about the we were talking about martial law last hour. We were talking about the police state last hour. We were talking about how they're openly going to have the TSA patrolling our lives and on the streets. The streets will be like the airports. The malls will be like the airports. This is now happening. Not next week, not next month. It's now happening and will expand out nationwide. Well, now the Minutemen, if they try to come to Austin, they're trying to pass an ordinance where the police are going to surveil them and try to arrest them and harass them. And they're also trying to pass a law to restrict any type of protesting, calling it the New Order Ordinance. So really serious police state here domestically. Steve, tell us about it real quick.
It's number item 55 tomorrow on the city agenda. The city council meeting starts at 10. I don't know how long it's going to take them to get to number 55, but it's being submitted by Councilmember Aztec Alvarez, resolution number 2005. It specifically mentions the Minutemen, refers to us as vigilantes, implies racism and all this kind of stuff, and goes in all this gushy stuff about the beautiful cultural diversity that illegal aliens bring to the town, that sort of thing, and makes reference to the fact that it's a sanctuary city, the resolution to declare it to be a safety zone. And section 4 at the end of it, this is the part that gets me. It goes, upon passage of this resolution, the Austin City Council will assign staff to work with local community leaders and organizations. Staff will produce a quarterly report that monitors the movement of and offers recommendations to regulate the activities of vigilante groups in Austin in order to preserve our everyday common peace. They're referring to us as vigilantes.
They're creating a commissariat board to direct the police after the Minutemen, who sit in lawn chairs with video cameras and glasses, binoculars, calling the Border Patrol. But yeah. Meanwhile, they want us to join the Pentagon in Neighborhood Secure Corps program to tattle on our neighbors.
Yeah.
That's okay. Let's tattle on each other, but let's not report the illegal aliens that are pouring. It's just everywhere. It's a joke.
Let me tell you what's insidious about this, okay, because the Minutemen do plan to start monitoring day labor sites and the employers that use these illegal aliens. What's insidious about this thing is this resolution was drawn up by the Quakers and the American Friends Service Committee, who we know are a communist front, and I can say this because I was brought up Quaker, and I know what they're like.
Well, there's no front about it, but I mean they have their right to do that, and they're a bunch of misguided socialists, and I would say sometimes commies. But
they have a picture of Che Guevara in their newsletter, they're communists.
Yeah,
they're also Mexican supremacists, but we could.
Oh yeah, Plan of San Diego. I mean, look, I'm not against Hispanics. Most Hispanics are pro-America, and they are American. These guys are out promoting killing all white males above the age of 16.
But get this: the American Friends Service Committee, the Quakers, are affiliated with this outlaw who are a truly vigilante group called Anti-Racist Action.
Do run around beating people up nationwide. We got video of it from New Mexico to L.A., yeah.
Yeah.
You've been attacked by them. In fact, Steve, that was on the news. They savaged you right in front of police, or beating you and choking you.
This is the problem.
What was that, 2 months ago? Yeah.
And they also came at us again November 17th, and the police stood there and let them get in our face and harass us and pushed it so far to the edge they tried to provoke...
At the Capitol, they wouldn't let us get up within 100 yards of them, but they just let them do whatever they want. Look, Steve, we're out of time tomorrow. People should be there. And I mean, this is just Soviet commissariat, normal behavior across the board. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I really do. All right. It's serious business. Look, how can these groups say kill all white males above the age of 16 and there's no call to monitor them? I mean, frankly, the Minutemen are milquetoast, folks. It's pretty tame stuff. We'll be right back with the third hour with your calls and Paul Lawson.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.